The global economy continues to improve, but in slow motion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Commerce Department reported just moments ago growth in the first quarter of the year was only slightly higher than initially thought. The GDP was revised from 1.8 to 1.9%. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch, and she's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
We continue to get these tepid numbers at best, and there's going to be disappointment, obviously, in this recovery. Everyone seems to be pointing to Japan in the earthquake there or some other short-term factor. Well, what's going on here?
You know, this has been a slow growth recovery from the start, and it has surely slowed down here in the first half of the year. Just this morning, great example, Metsa growth, durable goods orders. Those are orders for big ticket items meant to last more than 3 years. Positive, but manufacturing is growing at a slower pace.
All that aside, I mean, why do we feel like things just aren't moving, Jill?
Well, because things aren't moving in big areas. Housing is still mired. Unemployment at 9%. Paying more at the pumps is, you know, it's better than it was, but it's still intense.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, you're bumming me out. So, I mean, tell me some good news.
All right, it's a once-in-a-generation recession. Don't forget that. And, you know, facts are that we're probably through this, and maybe you've hit your quota for your generation.
Let's hope so. Anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch, thanks.
Take care.
Markets around the world are on the rise today with hopeful news that Europe has signed off on deep government cuts in Greece. Some bankers are worried, though, about how the Greek debt crisis could affect money markets in this country. Congress is going to get a chance to ask about that this morning at a hearing. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
These funds aren't big money makers, but they're relatively low risk. Paul Stevens heads the Investment Company Institute. That's the investment industry's trade association.
None of our money funds have any direct exposure to Greek debt.
Of the $2.7 trillion invested in money market funds, not 1 cent, Stevens says, is directly tied to Greek government debt. But Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told reporters,
they do have very substantial exposure to European banks in the so-called core countries,
including France and the United Kingdom. Money market funds may have bought securities from European banks that invested in Greek debt. But Guy Labaugh, a strategist with Janney Montgomery Scott, says he's not worried.
The reason being is that the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank and central banks around the globe have learned well how to slow a contagion.
A big money market fund failed during the financial crisis, and Labaugh says central banks don't want to see that happen again. If things get worse, he says, central banks would do all they could to keep other banks from toppling. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are on the rise today, up more than 1%. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost some ground, falling 59 points to close at 12,050.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said today European leaders agreed they want Croatia to become the next member of the EU. Those leaders are also talking about border controls within the European Union. For a decade and a half, the bloc has enjoyed free travel between countries. But as Christopher Worth reports, that arrangement may be due for an overhaul.
Tearing down the checks at border crossings has made tourism and trade within Europe a lot easier. For example, if you were to rent a car in southern France, as I did recently, you could drive the 1,500 miles to the Russian border in Estonia, passing through 6 countries without stopping to show your passport. And the same holds true for truck drivers hauling goods across the continent.
The economic benefits of free movement have been enormous for the European Union.
Maurice Fraser is with the think tank Chatham House.
It also poses certain problems and challenges.
He says Europe's internal open borders policy is being tested by the influx of roughly 40,000 illegal migrants from North Africa since the uprisings in Tunisia and Libya began earlier this year. Most set sail for Italy, the closest landing when crossing the Mediterranean. From there, they can travel throughout Europe.
The European Union is not equipped to deal with that scale of migration flow, particularly in a very short period of time.
In response, officials in France and Denmark threw up temporary border stops, much to the anger of other European leaders who say it violates Europe's agreement to keep those borders open. The debate at the summit today is whether countries should be able to impose border controls more often when illegal migration rises. Hugo Brady is with the Center for European Reform.
The current questions being asked about passport-free travel, in one sense, are a bit like the questions being raised about the future of the euro.
Such as when countries with large external borders, like Italy and Greece, experience spikes in illegal migration, should other European countries offer financial help? And what happens when a country doesn't do enough to prevent illegal migrants from reaching Europe in the first place?
For example, it's not outside the bounds of possibility that Greece might be threatened with expulsion from the passport-free travel area if it can't maintain its own borders better.
Which makes that two European clubs Greece might have to leave. But Brady says slowing down tourists and cargo trucks between countries would also carry an economic cost. So if you're planning a road trip across Europe anytime soon, there shouldn't be too many obstacles. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, on this Take Your Dog to Work Day, yes, indeed it is, here's something to wrap your leash around. That barking that Fido does, it's all our fault. From 50,000 years of human companionship and the dog's evolution to fit our needs, Wired magazine reports on a new study that centers on the fact that domesticated dogs are more likely, much more likely, to bark than dogs in the wild. And without getting into the complicated algorithms of bark communication between man and man's best friend, suffice it to say, when you hear that yappy pup in the apartment upstairs, you can thank you. We have a link to that study, by the way, and the story, too, at our website, marketplace.org. I'm on Twitter at Radio Chio. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Golf has Tiger Woods, skateboarding has Tony Hawk, basketball, Michael Jordan. Now a stagnant tennis industry seeks a fresh superstar, so it's tapping new talent.
Hit the ball and stay focused on the ball and not let it go out of the lines.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, 10 and under tennis, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.